Hare Krishna. So, this was today's verse, and the two verses following, this was one that most caught my attention and we concentrated on. Listen to this, Naran Kavacha Shield. May the glorification of the transcendental name, form, qualities, and paraphernalia of the Supreme Personality of Godhead protect us from the influence of bad planets, meteors, envious human beings, serpents, scorpions, and animals like tigers and wolves. May protect us from ghosts and the material elements like earth, water, fire, and air, and may it also protect us from lightning and our past sins. We are always afraid of these hindrances to our auspicious life. Therefore, may they all be completely destroyed by the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This isn't exactly what comes to mind, at least I hope it doesn't come to mind, when listeners sit down and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And it does remind one of a suitable prayer for a person who has faith in the Supreme Lord, that the Supreme Lord can protect, and that his name and form and qualities and pastimes themselves have such potency, what to speak of their weapons. But it also reminds us of someone who's really, really paranoid, isn't it? I mean, from meteors, from earth, water, air, fire, from above, below, left and right, from all the directions, from wolves and tigers to you name what. Wouldn't it be much easier to just say, "Oh Lord, please protect me"? And doesn't that really cover everything already in one go? It does if someone has faith. But if someone doesn't have that type of faith, that Krishna really knows what he's doing, and that if he wants to give us protection, he'll give us protection in all directions, from all threats, and so on, as he did, for instance, to Prahlad Maharaj. But people are not all of one faith, or not of all one disposition. And therefore, here's something for people who have some faith, but don't have that type of faith. And of course, the nature of surrender to the Lord is Rakshisha Shivitra Vishvasho Gopriti Sharanam Gita. That I have full faith that Krishna will protect me. Indeed, I have so much faith that Krishna will protect me that I don't have to ask for protection. Who asks for protection? Nanda Maharaj asks for protection. Gopis ask for protection. Even Prahlad Maharaj is asking for protection. If Krishna wants to protect, then Mare Krishna Rake Ki, Rake Krishna Mare Ki. Then no one can harm you from any direction. No wonder whether they're tigers or meteors or what have you. No one can harm you. But if Krishna allows you to be harmed, then who's going to protect you? Then neither mantras or kavachas are going to protect you either, since ultimately they're non-different than the Lord himself. So here's Indra praying for just that, our auspicious life. Auspicious life means what? Auspicious life means sense gratification. Let me fulfill my senses. Don't have anything get in the way of my sense gratification. And unfortunately, Indra, although he got into a difficult situation by offending his guru and lost the heavenly planets, and now he's trying to regain the heavenly planets, but the question even comes up, well, should he? Is it worth it? All right, here's the Narayan Kavacha, which will protect you from all kinds of evil influences. But it's not going to protect you from the material energy. It's not going to protect you from making mistakes. And it's not going to protect you from being an illusion. And so therefore, Indra continues to be an illusion. Indra is not going to be able to recognize that in fighting the demons, he's going to have to fight Ritrasura. Ritrasura is not an ordinary person. He may look like a demon, but he's a Mahabhagavat. He's a Vaishnava. He's Maharaj Chitraketu. And actually an associate of Lord Shankarshan, who for other reasons, due to the curse of Parvati, is now in the body of a demon. So is it really worth it? Is this what he should be doing? Or should it be considered, well, even though I lost the heavenly planets, the price I'm going to have to pay for is just too high. That's the way Arjuna thought. When Arjuna places his argument to Krishna on the battlefield, he says, well, I'm a Kshatriya, I'm willing to fight, but if I have to fight against Dronacharya and Bhishma and these people and Kripacharya, and these are like my relatives, and not only relatives, but they're saintly people, they're great personalities, why should I have to incur that type of sinful reaction? Now, there's nowhere that the Lord specifically told, as he did with Arjuna, to fight against these saintly persons, that Indra was told, yes, at all costs you should regain your kingdom. He could have just opted out and stayed wherever he was, wherever that was, and be satisfied with that and not be willing to pay the price of again incurring Brahmahatya, the killing of a Brahmin, offense to Vaishnava. So material life is entangling. Even if we use so-called spiritual things to try to disentangle ourselves, but the end result is that we'll get further entangled. And that's because we think materially. Therefore, pure devotional service is the recommended process that protects one from any real type of reaction. And that pure devotional service begins, that process of surrender begins with having faith. Yes, Krishna is my well-wisher. Whatever happens to me happens by his grace. I don't have to do any hocus pocus and make all kinds of arrangements to try and protect myself, just to make sure that Krishna really doesn't know what he's doing, or that he forgets about tigers or wolves or ups and downs or meteors and so on. But I have faith, and I'm willing to accept that, and therefore I don't even need to pray for those things. Why should I pray for that? Is that what, for instance, here, the chanting of the Maha Mantra, turning towards the Supreme Lord, glorifying his qualities and pastimes? Sure, these things can award these type of blessings, but those are very, very secondary. Secondary, more than secondary, like tertiary or even beyond that. They're not the significant benefits of chanting Hare Krishna to get bodily protection. The real benefit of chanting Hare Krishna is to get Krishna. And therefore, devotees are very careful. They don't want to get sidetracked. They don't want to get misled by what sometimes we may think, well, this is sort of favorable for my Krishna consciousness. But if we take the example of Prahlad Maharaj, Lord Nrisimhadev said, all right, you asked for a benediction, a blessing. And he was talking about some kind of, what did he want? Some type of material thing. But Prahlad Maharaj says, my dear Lord, please don't tempt me. I'm born in a demon family. My nature is towards sense gratification. Why are you trying to offer me some kind of material blessing which will just distract me from your pure devotional service? Please don't do that. I just want to tell a bit to say, I just want to serve your servants. That's all. I don't need anything else besides that. So following in Prahlad Maharaj's footsteps, we're also born in demoniac families. We also need to be very careful about asking the Lord for material things, because it can, again, bring to life our material tendencies, our desires for material enjoyment within this world, and can risk that our material desires just increase as opposed to decrease. So better to get to this extraordinarily simple pure process of devotional service that we saw exemplified by Srila Prabhupada, where one is exclusively dependent upon the Lord, and whatever the Lord provides or doesn't provide is fine. And we have faith in the Lord's wisdom, in His full awareness of whatever our situation is, and that He will do the best thing for us. So, yes, Narayana Kavacha is really there, and it does emphasize the potency in this verse of how much protection you can get from the Lord's holy name. But we've already found that you can get something much more valuable than protection from material things. And in the preceding pastime on Ajamil, then we saw that Ajamil, by the potency of the holy name, was able to qualify himself to go back home, back to Godhead. That's a much more valuable thing than what Indra's going to get, rather than being entangled in the material world, actually become liberated from material entanglement. Hare Krishna.